This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. These are tough days for many Catholics living in Boston. Dozens of parishes and three schools were ordered closed last month by the Archdiocese of Boston. But one school received an earthly reprieve this week from a well-placed alumnus. William Galvin, the Secretary of State for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, has been a vocal opponent of the parish closures, and this week he put his money where his mouth is. Galvin extended a $100,000 line of credit to keep Our Lady of the Preservation School open. Galvin says his pledge came after parents at the school asked him for help.
The announcement of its closing came as a surprise because the school has financially been fairly sound and academically has been excellent. So it took them by surprise on May the 25th, and some of them came to me. I know them personally. They subsequently had an in-person meeting with some of the officials of the Archdiocese of Boston and made a very strong case, but the Archdiocesan officials kept expressing to them their concern of how they would finance themselves, especially if the parish, the church itself that the school is associated with, were to be closed. So when several days elapsed and knowing that parents were getting more anxious, and in fact I felt that it was an important thing to remove this as an issue, and that's why I stepped forward.
So you've pledged $100,000 of your own money, but it's not technically a gift. It's a line
of credit.
No, what
I've done is, yes, that's right. It's not a gift, because what I've done is I'm drawing a line of credit. I've committed to the Archdiocese based on my personal line of credit, and I'm personally responsible for it, that I will be responsible to up to $100,000 in debt should the school year, the additional year that they granted, should the school year end up costing the Archdiocese money. I'm very confident in the parents. They have a very sound business plan that won't come to pass. I'm also confident there are many other people in the community who are willing to help out. And I know that if I hadn't acted, it would have been lost. If it closed its doors next week, they would have been closed forever.
Now, you say that the school, you're confident that the school won't have to tap into this line of credit, but beyond tuition, what are the other sources of potential revenue?
They do a lot, like most parochial schools, they do a lot of fundraising, the bake sales, the types of activities, donations. They have a very active alumni that have been helpful in the past, and they solicit whatever contributions they can, and so they raise their money from those priorities.
Now, your pledge may help keep the school open for 1 year, but what happens after that?
Well, I think the parents are already looking beyond that. When I met with them last night, obviously there was a great deal of joy and relief, but I said, don't be relieved too long. We have to start thinking whether that will be some sort of a merger with another parochial school, or possibly, and I think there's genuine interest in this, trying to set up the school as an independent entity. I think those are things that have to be pursued. If the latter course would be followed, the school would have to find sources of revenue. But I think there are a lot of funds, endowment funds. This is an excellent school. It's had an excellent record. It's certainly a good investment.
Many people have fond memories of their school, but not necessarily to the tune of $100,000. What is it about the school that has such a hold on you?
Well, it was a great school for me, but more importantly, I know what it is. I still live in the community, and I know what it means to the parents that are there, and I've seen them and I know them. Most of them are younger than I am, but nevertheless, I know what it's like to go through the situation of trying to bring up your kids, and I felt that it was such a prized institution, my commitment to the community that I grew up in and that I still reside in, that if I don't do something, if I don't step up and assert some leadership here, this is going to be lost. I know how hard they had worked to save this school, and I just saw it melting away. And as I said, I knew if it closed its doors next week, they'd be closed forever.
Secretary Galvin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
William Francis Galvin is the Secretary of State for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.